Children, the wicked man, really the devil, but he has his agents here on earth, I mean, is all the time taking something which is holy, and he grabs it, he steals it really, and he throws it away. And our job, as our Lord tells us in today's gospel, is to be watchful and not to let the thief in to do that. Only sometimes, no matter how hard we try, he's still going to be successful, but only for a time, because our Lord will come in glory at the end, and he'll make everything right again. Who's that saint? Did you see the picture today? It's an unusual picture. It shows our saint. He's being thrown out of a ship into the sea, and if you look carefully, he's got an anchor around his neck. In other words, that's how St. Clement died as a martyr. The Roman emperor sent him off into Russia, into exile, to work on the mines there. And because he made many converts, the pagans threw him into the sea with an anchor around his neck. Now, yesterday, I was telling you about St. Cecilia and the converts that she made, St. Tiburtius and Valerian, her husband and his brother, and how they got into trouble with the pagans, because they were burying the relics of the saints, the martyrs' bodies. They would bury them as every Christian body should be properly buried, as we do still today, in consecrated soil with rites and ceremonies, prayers for their soul. Well, the pagans, you see, were all the time taking the relics, the bodies of the saints, and just throwing them anywhere. Scripture says to be food for the birds of the air. Sometimes, as I mentioned yesterday, they would just be thrown into the sewer. Well, the pagans were all the time doing that, and every now and again, our Lord worked a beautiful miracle to show how he loves his saints, and he wants us to know and love the saints too. I'll tell you about a little miracle that happened at the time of St. Clement, and a little miracle, that was a big miracle, and a big and a little one that happened for us. You see, pagans threw St. Clement into the sea with an anchor around his neck to get rid of him. They didn't want this holy pope around, and they thought that would be that. Only they were very mistaken, for when the low tide came in, where St. Clement was working on the mines, was an island, children, and once a year there would be a very low tide. When the low tide came in, the Christians looked out at the water. This was months after St. Clement had been martyred, and they found a little shrine, or sort of like a little house or church made out of marble. And in it, they walked over the sand, because it was safe now, they could. They found the body of St. Clement. And the angels had buried him there in the water. And only once a year could they see his shrine. When St. Cyril and Methodius were sent to convert many of the Slavic peoples, they visited this part of Russia, and they brought back the body of this holy pope, and they put it in St. Clement's church in Rome. And everyone that way got to hear about this wonderful miracle. The pagans wanted to throw him away, but the angels built a shrine for him. Now, we have on our altar, among the relics of the saints today, if you look on the gospel sign, it looks like it's a chest or a little casket. And within it are all the bones of Saint Felicity. And she used to be under the altar of the seminary here in Cincinnati. But when the bad people came at the revolution against the faith, called Vatican II, then her bones were thrown away, as were the bones or the relics of many saints. And they were just put up for sale. And through God's grace, we were able to buy them and save them from destruction and put them back where they should be on God's holy altar. You see, children, pagans always throw away these things and want us to discard them too. Can you think of something that the pagans want us to throw away? Well, we could think of modesty or purity. Pagans want us to talk in a dirty way and never watch what we're looking at with our eyes, and to dress very immodestly. Pagans want us to watch TV or movies that throw away holy purity. But we know better than that. They're just like the ancient Romans, and we say no to that. Another kind of a pagan spirit that gets into families and churches and almost anywhere is something that St. Clement fought against. You see, there were some problems at the church in Corinth, in Greece. And when the Holy Father, because that was his job, heard about it, he wrote them a nice letter, and he said, among other things, you mustn't be like that lady. You must respect the priests, because God sends the priest to you to teach you God's word. Because you see, they were having a kind of a revolution, and no one was minding anyone else, and everything was a terrible disaster. And the Pope, as a Pope would, reminded everyone to be obedient and to be respectful. That's something the enemy has thrown up today to children. You might think it's all right for you to be disrespectful to your teachers, or to say the odd word to your parents, but it's not. Or to be disrespectful about a priest when he's not around to say. Because what is that? That's being disrespectful to God himself. These are all holy things, children. And the bad people are all the time grabbing them, stealing them, and throwing them away. Purity, our faith itself, our Mass, the holy relics of the saints, obedience and respect. And what are we going to do? We want to be like the angels. We want to build a temple, not made out of marble in the sea, but I mean a temple in our own heart for all of these holy things. And we would say, for our whole life long, with God's help, no one will ever throw these holy things away again. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.